is Wednesday morning, so tonight, Wednesday night, we see a return of the highest rating TV show in the history of television, as far as I understand at the moment, The Chaser. How are you, Julian?
Very well, thanks, Adam. I don't know why everyone else is watching The Chaser. I watch House every Wednesday night on Channel 10. It's a great show.
Exactly. Now, can we confirm, obviously The Chaser is coming on your TV screen tonight, can we confirm on what channel? Will it still be on the ABC this evening?
Look, I've been fascinated to see all this speculation in the Herald and on Channel 9 about us going commercial. Everyone seems to be talking about this except Channel 9 and Channel 7, who have not contacted us at all.
I saw your comment. I think your comment in the paper was, there's no way we'd sell out unless someone offered us the appropriate price.
That's right. We have principles, but we have others, and they're available for sale.
Now, Snoop Dogg are kept out of the country, and we'll see a bit of Snoop Dogg news on The Chaser tonight.
Well, it was an absolute disgrace, Adam. The MTV Awards, one of the big social events of the year. I'm sure many 702 listeners were there. Snoop Dogg was supposed to be the host. He wasn't allowed into the country because of his drug and gun convictions. Yeah. We've put together a little bit of a posse headed by Snoop Dogg Chaz and a few pimps and hoes who've headed off to the Department of Immigration to protest the dog's denial of entry. It's very tasteful stuff.
Well, did Philip Ruddock give his position on the dog?
Well, look, it's pretty amazing. When Snoop Dogg and the Minister for Immigration get into a rap war, the Minister actually comes off better. Incredible scene.
Okay, thank you. We saw the ghost of Mark Latham flitting around the ALP National Conference. Mainly Tanya Plibersek left to deal with that one from the footage I saw.
Yes, it was very sad. I mean, and there was the thing that no one was mentioning at the ALP National Conference, the fact that the honeymoon period can turn very ugly, and there's nothing uglier than Mark Latham dressed in a white sheet. We sent the ghost of Latham to the conference, and indeed actually got into the conference floor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so a bit of gate-crashing chaser style will be shown tonight, and I think it's fair to say that Mark Latham will not be returning to the Labor Party anytime soon.
And many 702 listeners who've been to our pubs around Sydney might have been paid a visit by the 3-Minute Angel. I actually know this organisation. An ex-girlfriend of mine works for them. They're qualified masseuses who give shoulder rubs, etc., in pubs for donations, just to, you know, help people relax a bit on a Friday night or whatever. You've examined that phenomenon?
Well, look, it's a fantastic idea, and I certainly have been to a pub many a time and enjoyed a massage, but there are often times that you need other sort of services. So we've offered a few other, I suppose, variations on the angel theme. The 3-Minute Dentists have been going around Sydney, complete with drills, and even 3-Minute Proctologists offering a full examination in the comfort of your local pub. It's tasteful stuff as ever from The Chaser.
Julian, go to bed.
And watch The Chaser tonight.
Have a great day. 17 minutes.